to Amy King in the Tranmere goal. He picks up the ball, volleys the ball forward, but Hooper's interruption there only finds Davis. Davis with a first time ball over the top. Battle was offside, but the ball finds Chambers, who was miles onside. Chambers rounds the goalkeeper, the angle's tight. There we go, FC United on 22 minutes take the lead here at Broadhurst Park. And it was all about the two runs there. Jess Battle coming from a offside position, but nowhere near the ball. Coming from an onside position, Kirsty Chambers beats the offside. Still a lot to do, though. Round the goalkeeper, round the defender, and slots the ball into the far corner. And on 22 minutes, FC United take the lead here in this preliminary round FA Cup tie at Broadhurst Park against Tranmere Rovers. Very close game, this one. Obviously, Tranmere Rovers very much a part of the North West Women's Premier Division that FC United will be once again playing in this season. There's Jean, gets it to Smith. Smith to Fields. Fields to Battle. Battle plays the ball off to Smith, who continues a run. There is Smith under pressure there from two blue shirts, but that's a penalty. No doubt about it. And Cloy there was manhandling, really, Maxine Smith. Almost put her in a headlock in the penalty area, and it was a ridiculous decision that. And the linesman was coming over. I'm not sure what the linesman's going to say here, but it was in the penalty area. You can't really put players in headlocks. It's just one of those fundamentals of the game, really. So it's going to be a penalty to FC United. We're on 65 minutes here at Broadhurst Park, and Kirsty Chambers with an opportunity here. I did say the next goal was going to be really important. Chambers steps up. Oh, well, there you go. Straight into the top corner. Goalkeeper just stood and watched it. He was never going to get to that ball. And on 66 minutes, FC United make it 2-0. Well, that's good stuff there by Hartley. Gets the ball to Battle. Battle now on the left-hand side of Tranmere's penalty area. Chips the ball to the edge of the box. There's Cara Fields. Oh, that is a fantastic goal from Cara Fields. All in one movement. Hartley wins the ball, gets it to Battle. Battle chips the ball in, and there's Cara Fields, who takes the ball down with one foot, volleys it with the other into the bottom corner to the goalkeeper's left. And on 25 minutes into this second half, FC United have pretty much put this game beyond all reasonable doubt now. It's 3-0 to FC United, and they're going through to the next round of the FA Cup. It's going to be a throw-in to FC United, which Jean is going to take just midway inside Tranmere's half. Jean there tries to get it to Smith. It's headed clear, but there's Ball trying to win that ball back, and it's cleared by Tranmere, and shielded well by Thomas. Thomas tries to lay a pass there for Riley to chase, but Marsh is covering. Back to Ainsworth, and good defending there from FC United. Marsh combining with the goalkeeper, and Marsh now bringing the ball out. Infield, the ball goes to O'Gara. O'Gara, nice pass to this right-hand side to Jean. Jean now, infield to Smith, laid off there to Jean. Jean with a first-time pass to Battle. This is lovely football from FC United. Battle checks inside, beats the goalkeeper. Oh, that's beautiful football from FC United. The build-up play was slick as you like, and the coolest person in Broadhurst Park on a Sunday afternoon there, Jess Battle, beats the defender, then beats the goalkeeper, taps it in the net. And with just over 14 minutes left to play here in this FA Cup preliminary round tie against Tranmere Rovers, Jess Battle gets her customary goal, and it's 4-0. To the halfway line the ball goes. Davis meets the ball and gets it to Ball. Lays it off to O'Gara. O'Gara challenged from behind. Play continues. Cara Fields finds Hartley. Hartley on a left foot. Passes the ball to Battle. Rounds the keeper again. And that is 5-0. Now, if Robin Hartley meant that pass, that was superb. We'll give it the benefit of the doubt. That was a superb switch pass there on the edge of the box to find Jess Battle in space. And Battle again, cool as a cucumber, rounding king. Slotted at home, and it's now 5-0 with 6 minutes left to play.